Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State postcast reaction. Eddie Greer here for another postcast episode here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming at you early in the morning here in Manhattan, Kansas, first day in September. K-State Nation, can you believe it? September already here in 2023, and we are just a tad over 24 hours away from kickoff here in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State, your defending Big 12 champs, will be taking on Southeast Missouri State tomorrow night at 6. Stripe out game. Get ready for that as well. It's a big weekend for K-State sports across the board here, but we got to start with women's soccer because this is postcast edition, special edition here. K-State, we talked about their fast start here, but the offense continues. Yes, the defense has been pretty stout here early on, but since that 4-1 victory in the first game of the year with Green Bay, it's been all but consistent since then because they lost to Vanderbilt last night, 1-0. On the road in Nashville there as well. K-State has suffered their first loss of 2023 there as well as this game. When you look at the stat sheet, which I hope I'll get into that if I can, was pretty even at that. 5 shots for the Wildcats was on goal. 4 of those, all pretty much 80% of those came in the second half as K-State tried to make a run there but couldn't do it. There as well here. Let's see here. The Commodores in the second half got their goal on a penalty kick near the 68th minute of the game. And now K-State, who had shut out their opponent for the last couple games, that ended as well last night as well. Murphy Sheaf for K-State, the sophomore goalkeeper, had 4 saves on the night there as well. K-State now a 1-1-1 record on the road this year, and their road woes, you know, continue. Yes, kind of not to try to rain down any more hard rain, but 14-41-11 on the road for K-State in its history in soccer there as well. This was the first meeting last night between the two schools. Obviously, these two schools met on the field in football, and that didn't end pretty for K-State either in Nashville as well. So, house of horrors in Nashville for K-State every time they play somebody, whether that's football or women's soccer for that matter, last night there as well. Let's see, Maddie Welch, right? She played last night her 56th game of her career here in Manhattan, Kansas last night, and she remains in 9th place on the program history list for career matches played there as well. That's going to only keep going up because Sunday's going to be huge. Well, really, this weekend is going to be huge across the board because K-State crossing over with soccer and volleyball, which I was not aware of there, to our good friend, shout out Jasmine Halliburton, continuing to do her thing with KC Sports Network, continuing to carry her show, run it back. That shows on there now, obviously a former 91.9 Wildcat alum, also a friend of this podcast as well. So she continued to do her thing as well. Mike DeBeanie after the match here, quote, "I felt our ability to get the win was there and we played well enough to win this game. It felt like we had clear chances. We hit the post and their goalkeeper made some big saves. Unfortunately, they get the penalty kick to win the game. That's a good team, but we competed hard, and we're a good side as well. We were just on a short end of the stick tonight there as well." And I'm going to go ahead and hop down here to the offense because the offense, we have me and Alex, whether we've gotten going. We talked about that in the preview pod when it came to soccer. And, oh, by the way, that pod is out wherever you get your podcast. There as well. We did a soccer podcast, volleyball podcast, a couple of football preview podcasts on there as well. Yes, we're doing things a little bit differently due to my new software I don't mean you can check out K-State Nation latest what's been going on with K-State Sports on that. So when you get fired up for the football game here tomorrow night, go back and check that out on our Purple Project podcast feed. We're on Spotify, Apple, Audioboom, and a few more other places out there, including our good buddies on the Podbean front. Mike DeBeany, head coach of the women's soccer team, suffered their first loss last night. And, of course, in a 1-0 affair. We said a lot last night as well. A lot yesterday. Not yesterday. Man, 1-0 last year. We said a lot last year in some of those games as well. Back to Mike DeBeany real quick on the offense there. Cool. I thought we got some good opportunities, some corners. I felt like we had our one opportunity. At the post that had a real nice build up through the midfield in a good ball movement there. So there we had some good moments. We just have to continue to build on what we've been doing in the attack, especially on the counter, and see where we can make a bid as we go into Sunday. So Sunday, folks, is going to be big across the board. And this is why I want to bring in this crossover. Again, here's the postcast edition, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. Vanderbilt 1, K-State nothing. K-State women's soccer losing for the first time after giving in two ties. They tied Creighton early on this week. So, and they also had a tie last week, too, as well. We're gonna go back and review the month of August here in a moment. But the match with Nebraska, right, got moved because of the weather. Obviously, we're gonna have some hot ass temperatures for the first weekend. You know it's gonna happen. First weekend of September, right? 100 degree weather across. And oh, by the way, it's Labor Day weekend, right? So for those of you who have that 3-day weekend, yes sir, enjoy that. I know some people have an extra day today as well. Y'all definitely enjoy that as well. But so Nebraska, that was originally was set for 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Nope, it got pushed back to an evening game. So we'll see if, and from what I've heard, the K-State student section was rocking for that first home game. From what I heard and what people who were at the game were telling me that. So that's awesome to hear that. But definitely now that's no excuse to go out there and support your soccer team as they're still off to a solid start. Hopefully they can bounce back against Nebraska. And oh, how it would be sweet to sweep Nebraska. But I know coming off of that volleyball, and that's been big news as well, and for good reason, because K-State women's volleyball, not K-State, Nebraska women's volleyball did something quite big. Let's put it that way. They put the volleyball court in the football stadium, and we know how Nebraska is. And oh, by the way, whew, Nebraska, whew, man, I tell you, they continue to lose games. And now they have a new coach over there, good old Matt Rhule over there, back in the college game. And nice way to get back in the college game, folks, by losing to Minnesota last night. But I digress on that. But the football, you know, Nebraska fans are big in their football, so they decided to go right to fill up. And boy, I get everybody showed up pretty much for that. And now, obviously, Nebraska volleyball is pretty damn good as well. So history was made right through this week as well. I saw it on socials as well, and that's good for them. And I know they have a good volleyball team, and we're gonna be welcoming them in here to Morgan Family Arena. So it's going to be a Nebraska day. Hopefully, I know K-State's off to an awesome start here. Let me switch my tab over to the volleyball side real quick here. Let me see. So Nebraska, right? Which gets me into volleyball, right? Volleyball off to a solid start, right? That is going to be tested for sure set on Sunday. But, of course, before we even get there, the volleyball team's got to play Omaha tonight. Omaha, the Mavericks, are 0-3. So, K-State, I know there's a ribbon cutting later on this afternoon around 3 o'clock. This podcast is going to go up immediately And then, of course, like I said, huge weekend for K-State sports. And let's not forget about cross country. They open up in Lawrence with the Bob Timmons Classic. I believe I'm right on that, if I'm not mistaken. I think that, I'll get to that here in a second. But yeah, cross country, K-State cross country teams, the men's and women's, they're going to be in action. They'll start off the K-State big Saturday out there. And of course, you have Saturday night right here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We'll be there for that stripe out game. I wish they moved the stripe out game to the UCF game, but again, it's my opinion. I don't schedule these things, but either way, it is going to be, a raucous atmosphere either way for that. So game day is back here in Manhattan, Kansas. That is for sure when it comes to that. So that's Saturday right there. Sunday, Nebraska across the board. It all begins with the volleyball team. Let me double check the time here. Yeah, so you're going to have to make it quick. So the fans are going to be attending both. The students that will be attending both these, right? 4 p.m. Sunday, right? All that's a part of Labor Day weekend this weekend, right? 4 p.m. And then you turn around. You are breaking out. You're actually have some time, actually. Then the soccer game is at 8. So there's plenty of time there as well. So K-State volleyball will look to pad on to start off, to go into that match 4-0 as they meet Omaha. The ribbon cutting of Morgan Family Arena is at 3 today. And then a couple hours later, that day is going to be rocking. I'm pretty sure that's already sold out. New Nebraska for sure. Omaha, that's close to a sellout. That should be a sellout. That's no excuse right there as well. So that's in the anticipated match there. Yeah, that place on Sunday, I can imagine that's going to be loud. I'm pretty sure there as well. And oh boy, we did the preview pot volleyball. That is going to be a challenge, but I think K-State could be up to the challenge of that. We'll see, because their impact players are transfer players right now, like Gregorowski and Suieski. They're pretty good as well. So those are some huge gets there as well for Coach Jason Mansfield, as they're off to a 3-0 start for the volleyball team there as well. While I'm getting the cross country ready here. Yeah, football, pretty, Southeast Missouri State, they're like 11th ranked in their division, taking on 16th ranked in the country, K-State. They're here in Manhattan, Kansas, 6 o'clock, just a little bit after that, kickoff here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Cannot wait for that. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast here, kind of going around the horn a little bit. K-State soccer losing last night, 1-0 to Vanderbilt. Eddie Greer for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State here. Just a few minutes here on the podcast as we are going around the horn a little bit here on this postcast, getting you guys caught up on what's the latest there. Cross country, I mentioned them. Cross country men's and women's cross country teams will open the year tomorrow morning at Rimrock Farm in Lawrence, Kansas. Bob Timmons Classic last year. Women's, I believe, won this meet last year there as well. So everything officially starts at 9 with the men for their 6K, and then the cross-country women will follow up with a 5K run at 9:45 there as well. 2023, obviously, same teams, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF there as well. Randy Cole back at the helm for the cross-country team meet. The cross-country teams, as he, of course, the men last year finished 4th at the Big 12 Championship last year. The women placed 7th there as well. The women bring back Hannah Stewart, who has the fastest women's 5K at this meet last year with a time of 18:07 there. And that record was held previously by Cassidy Johnson, a former K-State standout there as well. The men have Jack Vincent back, also Tommy Hazen last year. You heard those names on this podcast last year. If you've been following this podcast, 18:52 for Vincent, 19 minutes for Hazen there. Of course, you bring back Matthew Hauser and Alex Gutierrez there as well. And Kirby Devenbush also back as well. These teams won last year, they placed well last year. I think the women did win last year. The men placed second, something like that last year. So hopefully that can repeat itself. Hopefully the men had some big losses last year. So that's going to be interesting to follow. We'll see if those guys that I just mentioned can step up to the plate and deliver. Remember, the women are pretty packed. So I'm excited to see what they do here and see if they can up the ante a little bit here. And you'd be even more competitive because seventh, the talent they have back this year on their roster, there's no excuse why they can move up a little bit in the Big 12 ranking when it comes to cross country there as well. So there's that. So Saturday, you have volleyball tonight, cross country in Lawrence tomorrow. Of course, we've been hyping up the game here, football game here, and then crossover Nebraska style beginning Sunday at 4 Central. With the volleyball team, of course, hopefully we'll go in that match undefeated against Nebraska. And then, of course, K-State women's soccer are going to bounce back from following a tough loss last night to Vanderbilt and Nebraska. So we'll see how that goes. We'll have the post. We're going to have to do a big postcast solely on that. So be on the lookout for that tomorrow over the weekend. Well, actually, at some point during Labor Day weekend, might have to be a Monday night. Somewhere ahead of me and Alex recapping the season opener for football. So like I said, it's going to be a lot of content, hopefully being posted over the weekend. So looking forward to doing that as well. And last but not least, yours truly will be competing, wrapping up the Labor Day weekend in Leawood. Yes, I'll be in Leawood. So not traveling. There's a Thomas podcast, not traveling actually for a change this weekend, but Monday, yep, I'll be in Leawood there for the Leawood Labor Day run, which begins, I think, around 7:30 there as well. And I'm looking forward to that week in particular because, yeah, I got that. And then the big dog, yes, sir, the Plaza 10K. This month, September, is going to go down. Woo! Super busy, and you're going to get postcasts left and right. I've been telling you about this. You're still going to get your postcasts like normal, and yes, everything's kind of off right now, trying to get used to the new schedule right now while I'm working out this new software right now. So definitely be out and look out for that. Leawood Monday to wrap up pretty much Labor Day weekend as well. I should be right there in the mix as well. Yes, I'm coming off of a dub last weekend in Tibolo. Look, I'll recap all of that at some point. So when I get to it, but right now that is the plan for across the board for K-State sports and for yours truly. So yes, so pretty much action across the board today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday morning as well. Looking forward to all of it, and of course we'll have it all, the recap of it, plus if any news breaks in between that. We'll have it for you here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. It's your first time listening to the pod. Appreciate you for hanging in with us on this extended postcast edition. K-State losing on the road. Women's soccer to Vanderbilt last night. 1-0 there. Lost their shutout streak, and K-State continues, I believe now, going 3 games, I believe, without a goal. Let me double check that here. Let me bring back my soccer tab real quick. Here on the podcast, I believe that's 3 games in a row now. That let's go back to the month of August real quick here. Let's see. Yeah, so you go back. It goes. You have not scored a goal. Oof. Hang on a second here. Before I say that, yeah, you have not scored a goal since the UTSA match back in August 24th. You're going now 2 straight games now without a goal. Creighton, you tied. And now you lost to Vanderbilt on the road. Wait a second here. Yeah, they lost 1-0. I don't know why it has a tie up here. Before the schedule has it as a tie when they lost to Vanderbilt last night. But yeah, so either way, that's 2 matches now for K-State without a goal here. And they did that last year at some point at points in the season as well. So hopefully they get that corrected because Nebraska come in here looking for that dub at Family Amusement Park on Sunday evening. So we'll see what Mike DeBini does here, because now the K-State women's soccer team now 2-1-2 after the month of August. Appreciate you. This is your first time again listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to Divert to tonight's, to this morning's podcast. Here, I have this up immediately for you guys as well. Tell a friend, tell your roommate, tell an alumni, tell a Big 12 fan about the Borough Project podcast here. Again, my allergies are killing me this morning, but we got through it, so appreciate you for always for that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for another postcast edition of the Borough Project podcast, all things K-State anywhere. Appreciate y'all for listening to this extended version of the postcast. We will be checking in here throughout, I should say at parts, during Labor Day weekend this weekend. Enjoy your big K-State weekend, K-State Nation. We got a lot going on here in Manhattan, Kansas, and between Manhattan, Kansas, and Lawrence with the cross-country teams. Until then, the huge weekend for Wildcat Sports. Enjoy K-State Nation. Get ready for some action. You have been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.